Good morning, traders. Welcome back to today's Outlier Live, where we cover the biggest headlines of the day and what the AI trading data has to say about it. And if you're interested in that, be sure to definitely hit the subscribe button down below. Our top story of the day is, hey, listen, if you couldn't afford a mortgage before, by God, it's about to get so much more expensive when you factor in these raises in home insurance. Give me a break. It's like it never ends with Biden inflation. Next, speaking of Biden inflation, how about the Biden bull market, right? We're going to be talking about just how unrealistic it is that Biden wants to take credit for this crazy bull market that we're seeing. And our third story of the day is Tesla continues to dominate. There is no way to stop. And now they've taken the Cybertruck and just completely demolished the Ford F-150 Lightning. Tune in for all that and more on today's Outlier Live. Surging home insurance costs could force families to leave these 10 states. Home insurance premiums are skyrocketing, and that could force Americans out of these 10 states. Do me a favor, while you're watching this, put in the comments below what state that you're watching this from. I live in Texas, and I can tell you, last year I had the worst debacle with my home insurance, at least on the premiums. Praise Jesus, I didn't have to use my home insurance this year. But last year, my premium, so it usually renews around April, so it's coming up pretty soon, I know that. Last year, the premium renewed, and it was a good 20% higher. And so I call up the agent and I'm like, this is not going to work. What are you going to do about it? And she's like, well, that's the best we got. Take it or leave it. So I was like, okay, let me look around. So I'm calling these places and looking at different places to get insurance from. And then I hear that Costco actually has insurance. And so I was pretty stoked. I'm like, I'm a Costco customer. I love shopping at Costco. Let's check out their insurance. Their insurance was a tad bit cheaper. I mean, maybe $100 over the course of a year. It wasn't a significant change. And even when I rolled in my autos and my umbrella insurance, it just really wasn't that big of a difference. But I was like, you know what? I can put everything in one place. I like Costco. We'll just move it all there. About 30 days after I'd got my insurance, I get a notice in the mail that says, hey, you have a bill due for your insurance. And I look at it and it's twice as much, two times high as they had quoted me for. So I call them up and I'm like, what's the deal? I switched over to you guys because you were a lower rate and I just wanted to go with Costco, put everything in one place. And they're like, yeah, well, we sent a home inspector out and we decided that your home is a high value home. And because it's a high value home, we charge more for high value home policies. And then I look at the policy again and I'm like, but you're not changing the coverage. You're not doubling the coverage you're giving me, but you're doubling the price that I have to pay because of how my home looks when you came and inspected it. And they're like, yeah, basically. And I said, oh, no. I don't think you understand. I will not do business with you. And every chance I get, I will tell everybody else not to do business with you because that is some kind of unsavory business practices. So whatever you do, don't go get Costco home insurance. Because as soon as they did that, I cut the cord and I'm like, I'm going to go back to the agent that I left. And of course, it ended up costing me even more than before. So I get it. Home insurance is crazy. And I saw a story not all that long ago that said that the major home insurance companies actually made their own syndicate, made their own, what is the word I'm trying to think of? They made their own like crime family, basically, and went to Congress and said, hey, we have to raise the rates everywhere by 30%. Congress was like, okay. Whatever you want. So if you weren't paying all that much for home insurance now, you probably will be in the very near future. So let's take a look at this. Home insurance premiums are skyrocketing. The astronomical rise in mortgage rates, so mortgage financing rates and home prices over the last year has pushed the key tenet of the American dream out of reach for millions of families, right? A lot of people can't even get into a house. And now there's another obstacle, higher home insurance premiums. Now, with a mortgage, right, in theory, you're building equity in the home. But with the insurance, if you don't use it, it just evaporates, right? You don't get any sort of like credit towards the next policy or any sort of credit towards the next home repair that you need to do. No, it just evaporates. That it just frustrates me. I actually worked at two different insurance companies. I've worked at State Farm and I worked at Union Standard Insurance Company in Dallas, which is a commercial lines insurance company. So I totally get the insurance industry. And the average home cost for a $300,000 property in the U.S. surged 12% to roughly $1,770 per year. A growing number of insurance companies are opting to leave states like California and Florida, driving prices even higher for these homeowners. I have the privilege to work with a lot of directly with a lot of financial institutions, and I was having a conversation with one in Louisiana the other day, and they told me that they are having people who are getting approved for mortgages, even at these higher rates, who are ready to buy their home, and then they decide not to. They decide not to get the mortgage because the insurance cost per month is higher than the mortgage cost per month. And that just made me sick to my stomach, right? You're taking people's American dream away just because the insurance is so high. Just awful. Florida is the most expensive state for home insurance, with the average annual cost rising by $9,000 last year. That's 400% higher than the national average. That's crazy talk. Rates jumped by 14% in 2023 as several major insurers stopped renewing certain policies and left the state entirely, citing concerns over hurricane risk. Severe damages in Florida topped $15 billion last year. Oklahoma, you wouldn't have thought Oklahoma, right? But Oklahoma costs $4,700 on average. That's 170% higher than what the typical American pays. And premiums rose 24% last year. The insurance commissioner there blamed... Where'd it go? The page reloaded. Hang on. The insurance commissioner blamed the increase on rising on weather and the rising cost of building materials due to inflation, right? Of course. The median home value in Oklahoma is nearly 50% lower than a national average, but so the home value is 50% lower, but the insurance premium is 170% higher. Isn't that just sick? It just makes me sick to my stomach. And then Texas, my home state. Texas insurance rates rose 18% in 2023, 452% more than wage growth in the state, and 124% higher than national insurance rate. Good gravy. Ugh. The Lone Star State also experienced a number of severe weather events last year, including 16 that caused $1 billion in damage apiece. Home insurance in Texas now costs an average of basically $4,000. So it doesn't really matter where you go. Insurance is going up, right? Insurance coverage in New York hit 10% higher than national average. And state after state after state, it seems like we just cannot get away from Bidenflation, right? They wanted to tout Bidenomics, but now we're looking at Bidenflation, just ruining every sector out there. And then we can take a look at the AI trading data for a company like Allstate, right? Allstate, following these signal returns, you could have seen a 47.03% cumulative return here using the AI trading data from Outlier. And we actually got a sell signal on February 1st. So if you were an investor in Outlier, an investor in Allstate, now may be the time to jump out, right? Take your profits, take those 47% signal returns and head out on the road. And if you want to head out on the road, be sure you head over to outlierdeal.com, OVDLYRdeal.com. We have a lifetime deal going on right now that will be expiring soon. And you can get a lifetime access to Outlier and all these signals for one very, very, very small price. So let's take a look at what the internet's saying about this, right? Florida is the most expensive state for home insurance, with the average cost rising $9,000. That's 400% higher than the national average. This person says, wait until a couple more hurricanes hit this year. Oh, geez. Yeah, if you thought it was bad now, just wait until we get a couple more hurricanes. The Biden bull market is a story of soaring stocks isn't all it's cracked up to be. We're going to examine the stock market's performance over the first 3 years of Biden's presidency. Crucial information that's being ignored here is what the story says. Let's take a look at that. Hang on. Stop this ad. There we go. Joe Biden boasted that the recent stock market rally. He's right that stocks have been on a tear for the last 14 months. The S&P 500 hit 5,000 for the first time. And about 30 years ago, that was at the S&P 500. Now it's the S&P 5,000, it feels like. Even with all our problems, the U.S. has unrivaled alpha male nation. What? The dollar is the only currency that matters globally. This particular article has a lot of opinions in it, right? Our Magnificent Seven technology firms, which include Apple, Amazon, Google, Nvidia, Microsoft, Meta, and Tesla, are close to being worth more than all the stocks combined in any other country with the exception of China. That should give you some real pause right there. You're telling me that just seven stocks are worth all the stocks combined of every other country with the exception of China. That tells me the concentration in there is so, so high that the number of buyers must be running out at some point, because everybody who was a buyer will eventually turn into a seller. And we're going to see some potential mass panic with all these sellers all at once. But the Biden bull market story isn't all it's cracked up to be. Most of the gains have only made up for the...
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miserable turns in Biden's disastrous first 2 years in office, when stocks lost almost 15% of their value. For the most part, the last 14 months just made up for the lost ground during 2022. I'm sure you can remember that. During 2021, it felt like everything you bought was just going up and up and up. My portfolio in 2021 was up 172.41%. It felt like you could do no wrong in 2021. But 2022 was a different story. People lost fortunes in 2022 because they just saw line go up in 2021 and just thought, hey, that's how the stock market works, right? It always goes up. Buy every dip. And then as they were buying every dip, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. So now this person is basically saying, hey, we're back to where we were if you take away all the problems that happened in 2022. It's true that in nominal terms, stocks are at record highs. But one of the first rules of investing is you need to pay attention to your after-inflation profits. If you make an investment in a widget company, and in 10 years that stock has doubled in value, but the price level in dollars of everything else has doubled, sorry, you're no better off based on what you could buy with those profits. So he's saying here is that, you know what? Yeah, things are going up, but so is inflation, right? So if you're not outpacing inflation with your stock returns, then you're not doing anything. Let's go on here. Biden's performance is also much worse than the bull market under Trump. The S&P was up 36% in real terms at this time of Trump's presidency, which is more than four times as high as Biden. Trump has made the case that the rise in the stock market in recent months is a result of the higher likelihood that he will be elected in November, which I think is pretty hilarious. But then again, that's how Trump works, right? The stock market is higher because I'm going to be elected in November. So everybody's excited and they're buying their stocks now. It's tremendous. It's amazing. I'm going to win bigly. I don't know how good that was, but I don't think it was very good. Investors should pay attention to the Democratic agenda if they win in November. The Biden economic plan calls for doubling the capital gains tax, taxing unrealized capital gains, and raising both the corporate tax and the dividend tax. So basically, if you elect Biden, plan on even more taxes this year, which I just saw something the other day. I'm starting to file my taxes today, and I saw that the average tax return is down like the 20 to 30% compared to years prior. And people are, of course, thinking, where is my money? Why am I not getting these returns that I always have been, right? I'm used to getting so much, and now you're taking away 20 to 30% of it? Are you sending it off to another country? Are you funding more wars with this? This has got to stop. So just keep that in mind when it comes time in November to vote. Now let's take a look at the S&P 500. We actually got a sell signal just a couple days ago, last week on February 20th. And right now, if you had been following those signal returns, you'd have seen a 114 13% gain, which is absolutely tremendous. So if you were in the market right now, now may be the time to step out. That's what I've been doing lately. I am actually out of the market, all in cash. And if you are interested in following these signals, kind of like I do every single day, I put my money where my mouth is, head over to outlierdeal.com. That's OVTLYRdeal.com. You can get lifetime access to the outlier buy and sell signals just like this and so much more for one incredibly small price, and it will be ending soon. Let's take a look at what the internet's saying here. Joe Biden says the economy is growing. Do you agree with him? Let's see if we can actually play this real quick. I'm curious. It's only a 12-second clip. Let's see. All right. I had to stop right there. Is he not so creepy when he does that? Yeah, that's he's not my favorite. That creeps me out pretty bad. So either way, I don't necessarily agree with him. As we have all seen, the economy is struggling. The economy is hurting. I don't know where in the world he's thinking the economy is growing from, because even McDonald's was saying how they are losing customers hand over fist because McDonald's has outpriced their own customers, right? This person says, never. Biden, a well-meaning elderly man with poor memory. Yeah, I don't think I'll be voting for him. The economy is growing in Ukraine, this person says. The only thing growing is his diaper and his bank account. Oh, give me a break. Tesla dominates over and over and over again. It never ceases to stop. Yes, I am a Tesla fanboy. Get over it. I am an Elon fanboy. I'm a Tesla fanboy, and I am a Tesla Model Y performance owner, and I love that car. But I got to tell you, I'm excited about the Cybertruck. I want to go out and get me a Cybertruck as soon as I possibly can. I want to put my wife in that thing. That thing is bulletproof. So the best thing that I need for my wife, who no stereotypes here, the best thing I need for my wife is a very bulletproof car. I'll put it that way. Ford is pausing shipments of their new F-150 Lightning SUV. I'm sorry. Ford is pausing shipments of their new F-150 Lightning EVs. Ford paused shipments of their F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck to perform quality checks on an unspecified issue. Now, how did I start up with saying how great Tesla is and then shift over to this? Ford has recently said that they're going to be paring back their number of electric vehicles. Many automakers recently are talking about how they're going to be paring back their electric vehicles. And I have put this statement out so many times, and I live by this statement that people don't want an EV. People want a Tesla, right? And it goes back, I used to ride motorcycles, and it goes back to me, to it's like, people don't want a motorcycle, they want a Harley, right? People don't want, I can't think of any other references right now, but people don't want an EV, they want a Tesla. And so because of that, people aren't buying these Ford F-150s. And listen, I get it. From a truck perspective, right? If you're going to use it for truck things, it's not necessarily the best choice. I saw a video the other day that talked about how they hooked up, I guess it was like a 5,000 pound trailer to the Cybertruck. They drove it down the road. They got about 100 miles before they had to recharge. Yeah, I get it. That is not super trucky, right? When you can get a F-350 diesel and just drive that thing for 800 miles on a tank of gas or whatever it is, a tank of diesel. However, the EVs out there, they're pretty outstanding. But the ones that are not are like these F-150 Lightnings, right? And they are having problems, and which is why they've actually shut down production of these right now. Ford Motor Company said they halted shipments of all 2024 F-150 Lightning pickup trucks so they could perform quality checks for an unspecified issue. We expect to ramp up shipments in the coming weeks as we complete thorough quality checks to ensure all these new F-150s meet our high standards and delight customers. Yeah, right. Last month, Ford announced it's reducing production levels of its F-150 Lightning by almost half, from a production rate of 3,200 to about 1,600 per week amid soft demand for EVs in the U.S. auto market. It's not a soft demand for Teslas. It's a soft demand for everybody but Tesla. The Tesla Model Y is the best-selling car in the world, and it's not even close. It's not EVs. It's everybody that's not Tesla, right? Keep that in mind. The company will also reduce the number of shifts because of this, right? It's going to affect about 1,400 workers who are going to move to a different assembly plant. Let's scroll on here. Oh, I didn't highlight anything else. Yeah. The automaker's new delivery pause for new F-150 Lightnings came as it begins shipping the newly designed gas-powered 2024 F-150 pickups to dealers. And realistically speaking, I think there is definitely a market for gas-powered vehicles like this for a while. I really do think so. Because from a EV owner's perspective, from a Tesla owner's perspective, that thing is awesome. I can plug it in at night, leave in the morning with 300 miles of range. It costs $8 to fill up at my house. $8, right? That's 2 gallons of gas where I go. And that allows me to drive a whole week, basically, on $8. So there are some huge benefits to this. But when it comes to doing trucky things, I think we still got a ways to go. Because even the Cybertruck, as awesome as it is, still cannot do trucky things as well as a gas-powered pickup truck can. I'll admit that. But as far as moving people around, like all the other Teslas do, it does a pretty outstanding job. Now let's take a look at the outlier trading data for Ford. We got a buy signal back on February 5th. And in fact, if you've been following these buy signals, you could have seen a 156.21% return. That is pretty outstanding. So if you want to get your hands on these Ford signals like this one and signals from every other stock that you can imagine, head on over to OutlierDeal.com. That's OVTLYRDeal.com. We cover 1,600 of the most highly liquid stocks and ETFs out there. And I'm sure that the stock that you follow, that you trade, that you invest in is going to be covered by Outlier. And if it's not, we'll make sure to add it soon. So be sure to head over to OutlierDeal.com so you can get access to this for one very small price while you still can. Let's see what the internet has to say about this, right? Four positive shipments on its new F-150 Lightnings. And it continues to talk about everything we just did. This person says, translation, EVs are actually garbage, and that's hurting our bottom line because most people don't want EVs, much less electric trucks. I disagree, but like I said, I'm a Tesla fanboy. Ford halts shipments of its F-150 Lightnings. That's an ad. Consumer, we want a truck that lasts as long, lasts a long time and works really well for a decent price. Ford says, cut every corner and rush the whole thing. It'll save us tons of money. Yeah, that's kind of the issue these days when it comes to not just Ford, but every other automaker out there. Cut all the costs, cut all the corners, and see just how quickly we can get a product out there. Hey, do me a favor real quick. YouTube is popping up one of these two videos, and I am sure that you are going to watch more. It thinks, based on the algorithm, that you're going to love to watch more. Thank you so much for tuning into today's Outlier Live. I'll see you on the next episode.